You might remember years ago the commercial went, "It's so simple, even a caveman could do it." It was, of course, a Geico commercial, and little did we know the irony that there were still cavemen around and that they were actually quite sophisticated. But the reason why that commercial worked so well is its simplicity. It's very simple. I think this is the theme both of the readings bring up today, highlight today. St. Paul in that first reading saying, you know, I came basically in fear and trembling. I didn't have great words of wisdom. He probably wasn't, let's say, a tremendous homilist in the sense of being having a lot of eloquent words, which gives me a lot of courage. But rather, he came with the message of the gospel, which was spirit and power. I think in the gospel today, Jesus kind of says the same thing. He says that he comes to proclaim the spirit of the Lord is upon him. Of course, this causes not only the graciousness of the words of people, but also quite a stir. But that simplicity is how we receive the gospel, how we receive the word of God, should be with a pure-hearted perspective of children. And we can appreciate that pure-hearted perspective of children and their lack of inhibition leads them to do things and say things, but gives us kind of a rare clarity in life. You can think about the simplicity of a child when he says to his parents or to somebody, "I love you," or how easy it is for a child to gain a friend, or even to forgive. Remember, there's a story of Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati. When he was really little, his dad took him to the local school, and they were having lunch, and there was a child off sitting by himself because he had a rare skin disease, and they didn't want it to spread. Well, Pier Giorgio, he saw this kid sitting by himself, and he went right over him, sat down, and he says, "Well, no, if nobody else will sit with you, I will, and we can share your lunch. I'll have a spoonful, you'll have a spoonful." But just that sort of total inhibition of a simple child. He easily gained a friend. But how easy it is for children to forgive each other. To live the gospel of just purity and simpleness, but also of forgiveness. It's so easy for children. When Christ proclaims the word of God, especially to us as adults, we sometimes tend to overcomplicate it. And you can see what happens in the gospel today when Jesus proclaims we know his brothers and sisters. It's like, where did he get all of this? And they actually became very, very angry with him. And the fact they wanted to throw him out of the town. But as we receive that word with great simplicity, and we know people that where this happens in their life, the sense of trust that somebody has with very simple faith, the trust in God, like a little child. As I mentioned, the quickness to forgive. How often when we were kids, we had our friend offended us, the next day we were out playing as if nothing happened. But also the simplicity of being able to listen patiently to the Lord and to be able to do his will. So may we go forth today in the simplicity of the gospel. The Lord tells us that the word of God works in spirit and in power, and we put our trust in that word, that word could have a tremendous effect in our life and in the life of those around us. So let us be simple and realize the dignity that we have of being the children of God.